So I'd like to hear about your second case, the 70-year-old lady, because in her write-up, it kind of hit a nerve in the deepest part of my memory with a Sister Mary Joseph nodule. I sort of vaguely remember that from med school, and I don't even remember why they call it Sister Mary Joseph, but can you talk about what happened with this patient?
She was a nurse that described it, I think.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah, she described this occurring in patients with advanced gynecological, particularly ovarian cancers.
Wow. So what happened with this lady?
So this is a very interesting lady because she presented with this nodule around her umbilicus and a bulky disease.
That's how she presented? She came in asking about that?
She actually presented with it. Yes, she did.
Wow.
And that was biopsied and shown to be high-grade serous cancer. The problem was that she was a Jehovah's Witness.
Wow.
And we discussed about whether or not we should operate on her at all. In fact, she started off with neoadjuvant chemotherapy, had a moderately good response, but the surgeons felt after three cycles that actually it was still too risky for her to have surgery without a transfusion. And so she went through six cycles of chemotherapy and had a very good partial response. Now, this was just at the time of SOLO-1. So she was able to enroll on SOLO-1 because she also was found to have a BRCA mutation.
She got on SOLO-1 without surgery?
Without surgery. That was allowed
I didn't know
so
that.
long as patients had a partial or complete response to first-line treatment,
Wow.
they were eligible.
Wow.
She was enrolled in SOLO-1, and because she did not have a normal CT scan at the end of chemotherapy, and indeed, she still had an abnormal CT scan, although it was barely abnormal at the end of 24 months. She has
What
remained.
happened to the nodule with the chemo?
That completely disappeared with chemotherapy.
Completely went away. Okay.
So she went on to the trial drug, which we know is olaparib, because after about 2 or 3 months, she developed raised transaminases to the point where we had to reduce the dose of the trial drug, and therefore we know it was olaparib. And she had one or two other side effects that made us suspicious that this was olaparib rather than placebo. But at the 24-month point, she still had some abnormalities on the CT scan. And so at that point, she was allowed to continue as part of the protocol. She represents one of the 10% of patients who have gone on beyond 24 months. And she continues on olaparib to this day.
Wow.
And the question is, when should we stop? She is not very keen to stop this because she's tolerating it very well. And the disease has remained in remission. So she's done extremely well. But she's never had surgery.
Interesting. Wow. Remind me of the pathophysiology of these Sister Mary Joseph nodules. Is it like direct extension from the tumor directly, or is it through lymphatics, or what?
This is spread through the peritoneal cavity into the urachal remnant.
Oh, right. It's the urachus.
It's in the urachus, yes.
Wow. Amazing. And that never came back. That's just going away and never
No, it's just that's it. Gone. Yeah. She's got a little bit of pelvic abnormality on the CT scan, which is why we're continuing with the trial drug.
Huh. Wow. Interesting.